sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Before we begin the study of the lesson today, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
在我们开始研究之前，我们先要低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，因为你保护我们平安到这个时辰，我们感谢你再让我们有这样好的机会研究你的真道。求主的灵感动每一位听众的心，使他们愿意行在主的道上。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。
Turn with us to lesson 60.
现在和我们一同翻到第六十课。
Lesson 60.
第六十课。
The subject is Blessed are the persecuted.
这个题目是受逼迫的人有福了。
The last of the Beatitudes reads,
八福里头最后的一个福气是这样的。
Blessed are those who suffer persecution in the cause of right.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
The kingdom of heaven is theirs.
因为天国是他们的。
Matthew 5:10.
马太五章十节。
Many people in the world today are suffering as the result of doing wrong.
在这个世界上有很多的人，他们受苦是因为他们做错了事情。
Such people are receiving their just deserts, we say.
我们说这样的人他们是罪有应得。
But how about those who are persecuted for championing the right?
但是那些为正义而战的那些人，他们受逼迫，那是为什么呢？
Should not God keep these from suffering?
难道上帝不应当保守他们免受痛苦吗？
We must remember that ever since man sinned,
我们必须要记住，自从人犯罪以后，
This world has become a battleground between good and evil.
这个世界就成为善恶之争的一个战场。
Satan has won temporary rulership of the earth.
撒旦已经得着暂时治理这世界的权柄。
By causing man to sin.
他所用的方法呢，就是使世人犯罪。
The world which was created a place of righteousness and light.
这世界被造的时候原是一个公义和光明的地方。
Has become a place of lawlessness and gloom.
却变成一个无法，一个黑暗的地方。
In contrast to Jesus Christ, the light of the world,
与耶稣基督就是世上的光相对，
Satan has become the ruler of the darkness of this world.
撒旦却成为这个世上管辖幽暗世界。
Ephesians 6:12.
这是以弗所书六章十二节。
This great deceiver ever seeks to obscure the light of truth.
这一个大骗子，他一直是在想法要把这个真理的光要把它扑灭。
With the darkness of error and superstition.
他所用的呢，就是错误和迷信，用这种黑暗来扑灭真理的光。
The one who accepts Christ in a world dominated by evil,
在这一个被罪恶所充斥的世界上接受基督的人，
does not expect an easy path.
一定不会有一条很容易走的路。
He knows that men love darkness rather than light.
他知道世人是喜爱黑暗而不喜爱光明。
John 3:19.
这是约翰三章十九节。
As he attempts to spread the light of truth,
在他尝试 要讲这个真理的光要分散出去的时候，
he expects opposition and persecution.
他就知道一定会遇见反对和逼迫。
These hardships do not discourage him.
但是这些苦难并不使他灰心。
Did not his Lord endure the torture of the cross?
他的主岂不是也在十字架上忍受苦刑吗？
In order to save the sinner?
为的是要拯救罪人。
To the question asked in a poem,
有一首诗就发出这个问题来。
Must Jesus bear the cross alone?
难道一定要耶稣独自的背负十字架？
And all the world go free?
而所有的世人却是袖手旁观。
The Christian gladly answers,
基督徒非常乐意的回答说，
No,
不是。
There's a cross for everyone,
每一个人都有一个十字架。
And there's a cross for me,
也有一个十字架给我。
Yes, we would gladly shoulder any cross of hardship.
是的，我们应当乐意地背负任何苦难的十字架。
In loving gratitude to the one who hath delivered us from the power of darkness.
对于那一位救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
Express our loving gratitude to him.
我们要向这一位表示一种爱，出于爱心的感激。
Yes, and the one, not only the one who has delivered us from the power of darkness,
那么这一位他不仅是救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，
but hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son,
也把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Colossians 1:13,
这是哥罗西一章第十三节。
Long ago,
在很久以前，
Paul and Silas sang in prison,
保罗跟希拉曾在监狱里头唱歌，
Counting it a privilege to suffer for their master,
他们认为为他们的主而受苦乃是一种特权。
As Christians, we need not worry about death,
我们这些做基督徒的人不必为死亡而忧虑。
We know that whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
因为我们知道不论我们生活或者是死亡，我们都是属于主的。
Romans 14:8,
这是罗马十四章第八节说的。
We can remember the promise,
我们都能记住这样的应许。
Be thou faithful unto death,
你要至死忠心。
And I will give thee a crown of life,
我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Revelation 2:10,
启示录二章十节。
Paul wrote to Timothy,
保罗给提摩太这样写着说，
All that will live godly in Christ Jesus,
凡是要在耶稣基督里头敬虔度日的，
Shall suffer persecution,
都要受逼迫。
2 Timothy 3:12,
这是提摩太后书三章十二节。
God does not bring this persecution upon his dear children,
上帝并不将这种逼迫使他临到他所爱的子女们的身上。
But he knows that as long as the saints must live in enemy territory,
但是他知道只要这些圣徒必要在仇敌的这个领域里面住的时候，
They will suffer in one way or another,
他们一定会受诸般的痛苦。
Why, you say, does an omnipotent heavenly father,
你也许会问，一位全能的天父，
Why does he permit the members of his own family to suffer thus?
为什么还会容许他自己家里头的人受这样的痛苦呢？
The experience of Job can help answer this question.
约伯的经验能够帮助解答这个问题。
Job was a godly man,
约伯是一个敬虔的人。
of Old Testament times.
是在旧约时代。
God blessed him with a large family.
上帝赐福给他，使他家里面有很多人。
And material prosperity.
在物质方面也是很兴盛。
God called Satan's attention to his faithful servant Job.
上帝让撒旦注意到他这个忠心的仆人约伯。
But Satan scoffed and said,
但是撒旦就讥诮说，
Doth Job fear God for naught or for nothing?
他说约伯敬畏上帝岂是没有缘故的呢？
Hast not thou made an hedge about him?
你岂不是在他的周围圈上篱笆？
But put forth thine hand now,
维护他，
and touch all that he hath.
如果你要是现在用你的手毁他一切所有的，
and he will curse thee to thy face.
他必当面弃掉你。
Job 1:9-11.
这是约伯记一章九到十一节。
Then God permitted Satan to test Job's loyalty.
然后上帝就容许撒旦要试验约伯的忠心。
By removing all these material blessings.
就是把这些物质方面的福气把它都挪去。
Calamity came.
灾难就临到了。
And destroyed all his property.
就毁了他所有的一切。
Except for his wife. Every member of his family died.
除了他的妻子以外，他家里面每一个人都死了。
Did Job then curse God and lose his faith?
是不是那个时候约伯就咒诅上帝，失去了他的信心呢？
Ah, no.
没有。
Listen to Job's pathetic words.
我们来注意约伯所说的可怜的话。
The Lord gave.
这是主是赐给我。
And the Lord hath taken away.
主也可以收取。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Job 1:21.
约伯一章二十一节。
Down through the ages,
历代以来，
millions of Christians,
有成千成万的基督徒，
have demonstrated that they are not following Christ.
他们表现说他们在跟从基督的时候，
merely for selfish purposes.
不是仅仅为了自私的原因。
They do not expect their reward in this life.
他们并没有盼望在今生得着赏赐。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Great is your reward in heaven.
你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
During the dark ages of papal persecution.
在这个教皇逼迫的那个黑暗时期之中，
Over 50 million true followers of Jesus,
有五千多万跟从耶稣的真实信徒们，
were willing to be tortured to death,
他们宁愿受苦以至于死，
rather than to relinquish their most cherished possession,
而不愿意放弃他们所最珍贵的产业，
their faith,
也就是他们的信心。
No more powerful testimony to the word of truth can be produced than this.
还有除此以外还有什么更有力量的见证？对这个真理的道还有什么更有力量的见证？
No longer can Satan and the wicked ask,
撒旦和罪人不再这样问，
Do Christians serve God for nothing?
基督徒侍奉上帝难道是没有原因的吗？
The Christian does not invite persecution.
基督徒并不招惹逼迫临到他们的身上。
But he will not compromise to avoid it.
他们也并不妥协，以为的是要避免这些个逼迫。
Ever he has this comforting scripture to think of.
他们常常有这个安慰他们心的经文可以想到。
No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
God is faithful.
上帝是信实的。
And he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength.
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
But with the temptation will also provide the way of escape.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。
That you may be able to endure it.
叫你们能忍受得住。
1 Corinthians 10:13.
这是哥林多前书十章十三节。
Christ has said,
基督曾经说，
In the world ye shall have tribulation.
你们在世上有苦难。
But be of good cheer.
但是你们可以放心。
I have overcome the world.
我已经胜了世界。
John 16:33.
约翰十六章三十三节。
One day, soon Christ will come, the victorious King of Kings.
再过不久，基督就要以万王之王、胜利者的身份降临。
He will overthrow the forces of evil forever.
他要永远的推翻罪恶的势力。
Then all who have suffered for his name will hear the words.
然后那些凡是为他的名而曾经受苦的人就要听见他所说的话。
Come, ye blessed of my Father.
你们这些蒙我父赐福的人可以来。
Inherit the kingdom prepared for you.
承受那为你们所预备的国。
From the foundation of the world.
就是从创世以来为你们所预备的。
Matthew 25:34.
马太二十五章三十四节。
The vocabulary words we have to lesson 60 are, number one,
第六十课的生字第一个
deserts,
该得的
deserts, two, championing,
为某一件事情而战
championing, three, contrast,
对照
contrast,For obscure,
黑暗
obscure. Five, dominated,
统治
dominated. Six, pathetic,
可怜的
pathetic. Seven, cherished,
珍贵的
cherished. Eight,Compromise,
妥协
Compromise. Let us look at the lesson again in English.
我们再用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Lesson 60, Blessed are the Persecuted. The last of the Beatitudes reads, Blessed are those who suffer persecution in the cause of right.The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Matthew 5:10 from the Knox version. Many people in the world today are suffering as the result of doing wrong. Such people are receiving their just deserts, we say. But how about those who are persecuted for championing the right?Should not God keep these from suffering? We must remember that ever since man sinned, this world has become a battleground between good and evil. Satan has won temporary rulership of the earth by causing man to sin. The world which was created a place of righteousness and light has become a place of lawlessness and gloom.In contrast to Jesus Christ, the light of the world, Satan has become the ruler of the darkness of this world. Ephesians 6:12. This great deceiver ever seeks to obscure the light of truth with the darkness of error and superstition. The one who accepts Christ in a world dominated by evil does not expect an easy path.He knows that men love darkness rather than light. John 3:19. As he attempts to spread the light of truth, he expects opposition and persecution. These hardships do not discourage him. Did not his Lord endure the torture of the cross in order to save the sinner? to the question asked in a poem, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? The Christian gladly answers, no, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Yes, we should gladly shoulder any cross of hardship in loving gratitude to the one who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Long ago, Paul and Silas sang in prison, counting it a privilege to suffer for their master. As Christians, we need not worry about death. We know that whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. We can remember the promise, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Paul wrote to Timothy, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. God does not bring this persecution upon his dear children, but he knows that as long as the saints must live in enemy territory, they will suffer in one way or another. Why, you say, does an omnipotent heavenly Father permit the members of his own family to suffer thus? The experience of Job can help answer this question. Job was a godly man of Old Testament times. God blessed him with a large family and material prosperity. God called Satan's attention to his faithful servant Job. But Satan scoffed and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him? But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Job 1:9-11. Then God permitted Satan to test Job's loyalty by removing all these material blessings. Calamity came and destroyed all his property. Except for his wife, every member of his family died. Did Job then curse God and lose his faith? Ah, no. Listen to Job's pathetic words. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21. Down through the ages, millions of Christians have demonstrated that they are not following Christ merely for selfish reasons. They do not expect their reward in this life. Jesus said, great is your reward in heaven. During the dark ages of papal persecution, over 50 million true followers of Jesus were willing to be tortured to death rather than to relinquish their most cherished possession, their faith. No more powerful testimony to the word of truth can be produced than this. No longer can Satan and the wicked ask, do Christians serve God for nothing? The Christian does not invite persecution, but he will not compromise to avoid it. Even he has this comforting scripture to think of. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength. But with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Christ has said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. One day soon, Christ will come, the victorious King of Kings. He will overthrow the forces of evil forever. Then all who have suffered for his name will hear the words, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Yes, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
是的，那些为义受逼迫的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
And so take heart, my friend, if you should be ridiculed or persecuted for your faith, your reward in heaven will be great.
所以各位朋友，如果你要是为你所信仰的道理而受苦难，你要记住在天上为你有大的报赏。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝与你同在，我们再会。